That's exactly right.
Yes.
Glad they're going to get back because, I mean, they got a lot of kids they need to be buying presents for.
That's right. That's right.
Wall Street.
Kids they don't even know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Wall Street Journal had a story today about some of the NBA players who had bolted, and they had signed with other teams in other countries. And apparently the NBA has to honor those contracts. So there are guys riding buses and to games in China who aren't getting the big payday once they start again. And it's going to be on Christmas Day, right?
Yeah. 5 games on Christmas Day, which, you know, which we all want to do on Christmas, you know, after, you know, after we open our gifts and have a nice meal, is all gather around.
You kids, hurry up, mope up in presents. We got to watch the Mavericks.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We want to watch.
Are the Mavericks playing that?
I don't know. They are the defending champions. Yeah. I can't imagine why they wouldn't.
Now, one of the other things, obviously,
and I'm sure the Lakers and the Celtics will play as well. Yes, I know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but yeah, let's. But we want to talk a lot of that NBA. And also remember, if you're a big NBA fan, it's going to take these guys like about 3 weeks to play into shape anyhow, so.
Yeah, that's right, because they've been heavy on the dumplings.
They're all going to look like Charles Barkley when they come out.
Right.
That'll be fun. Hey, we were going to do a candidates forum today at 8 o'clock. We're going to reschedule that for next week, so that will not happen today at 8. We'll do that next week. So, according to a new poll, many of us dread having to be nice during the holidays. Forget being cheery and smiling for Santa Claus. Consumer Reports holiday jeer survey says 35 million of us don't look forward to smiling and being nice while standing in line, talking to family over turkeys and hams and such.
Yeah, Jamie was telling me just the other day she hated the holidays because she had to be nice to me.
Yes, yeah, see, there you go. Spending money and, of course, gaining your old winter weight. According to a national poll, 90% listed at least one thing they dreaded about the supposedly jolliest seasons of the year. 90% of us have got something we want to grouse about. Besides being social at holiday parties and getting into debt from buying gifts, that's not anybody's fault but yours, 1 in 4 U.S. Americans really don't like carols and other seasonal songs. Some people are just Scrooges, okay?
Yeah.
So anyway, now, and we need to at some point. I don't know. Maybe today. Do you have a long microphone cable in there, Tom?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Because you know we provide music for the building.
Yes, we do.
You know we have Christmas music.
Oh, you want to get some Nat sounds?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just so if you come to Crystal Park Plaza during the holidays, the happiness of it will be the seasonal music that we provide. We blow it out into the atrium, and it bounces around off the hard surfaces, and it just sounds cheerful.
It really does.
So it's fun. Mm-hmm. Yes. I love it.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, whether you like it or not.
That's right. You'll be forced to listen. A Lubbock man rescued. That's right, Lubbock. Our second reference to Lubbock already today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. A Lubbock man rescued from the chimney of his house, not trying to break in. He was just locked out, climbed down while his wife and child waited, got stuck.
Come on, one, one.
Do you have a chimney? I mean, look up that chimney. Do you really think you can fit in there? I mean, most Americans wouldn't be able
Maybe
to.
Maybe he
has
an old house.
Could be. But the other thing is, you're going to work your way down. You're going to inch your way down, or you're going to go ahead and plummet the entire 27 feet. Anyhow, firefighters dropped a rope, hoisted the 22-year-old man out after about an hour. He was unharmed. Man said he didn't want to call a locksmith since it was past midnight. Don't want to pay that extra fee for that. I guess he'll do that next time. So, you know, in big cities, they have these parking meters where you have to, you know, pay to park. San Francisco launching.
We got some of those here.
We got a few.
We got some of those here in the fair cities.
Yeah, that's where in Northgate. Is that where that happens? San Francisco launching a new service that will alert you with a text message when your parking meter is about to expire. Then you're given the option as to whether you want to put more money in remotely using your phone. The service, being launched by the city's Municipal Transportation Agency, will cost a user each pay-by-phone transaction. Typically, a parking ticket in downtown San Francisco, $65. In other parts of the city, it's $55. I had a $100 parking ticket.
You did?
I did.
Really?
$100 parking ticket.
Wow.
I was on vacation. I had a $100 parking ticket.
Where'd you park? Like where I shouldn't have in the governor's space?
No, just, where I
a handicap spot in the fire lane.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was actually a it was like a $75 fine, and then $25 because I didn't buy the ticket at all. So, yeah,
huh?
Tried to go ahead and appeal that. That didn't work too well.
Ah, yeah. And then you had your appeal fee.
Yeah, yeah, right. Really, you had to go ahead. Had to go ahead and pay that.
So were you appealing? Were you appealing over the phone? Press one if you'd like to appeal your parking ticket.
Yeah, that's right.
Your appeal has been denied.
Oh, you're calling on the wrong day on this line. No, that doesn't work. Yeah. Oh, well, anyway, but at the all the big search engines are putting out their annual list of hot searches for the past year. So Bing, remember Bing?
Bing.
Whatever happened to them?
You know.
Yeah, they caught on for a little
Microsoft
while.
Microsoft got bored.
That's it. Bing Bing released theirs on Monday. Yahoo's came out yesterday, and Apple's iPhone is topping the list. Last year, the BP oil spill topped the list, while in 2009 it was Michael Jackson. And the 4 years in a row prior to that, so in other words, iPhone, last year BP oil spill, 2009 Michael Jackson, and the 4 years prior to that, it was Britney Spears.
Really?
I mean,
4 years in a row, huh?
I guess that. But,
so she's still the queen of the internet.
But part of that has to do with, it'd be interesting to see the demographic divide now as to people, how many hours people spend on the internet, because older people are obviously spending more time online now.
Oh, I thought you meant between the people who are searching Britney Spears. No. It's like, do you really want to divide this up between 11-year-old girls and dirty old men?
Exactly. No, but the idea is now, obviously back then, it was probably skewing toward a younger demographic, and so Britney was really important to them. Other folks, not so much. And, of course, I don't know. What is Britney Spears doing now? Do we even know?
Right now? She's probably asleep.
Yeah. Or passed out.
Well, you know, she's probably career-wise, in California, so it's 5'18".
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Casey Anthony was the number two search in Yahoo while
smoking a cigarette. I got to get up here.
She's listening to us. What do you think she's doing?
Yeah. While the rest of the top 10
included. 2-hour time limit. 2-hour time difference is killing me.
Yeah.
Got to get up at 4. Just listen to the boys.
Got to get up at 2.
Why a girl from Louisiana talks like that is beyond me.
Because she's been smoking a lot. Yeah. Anyway, so let's see others that made the top 10. American Idol, the Japanese earthquake, Osama bin Laden's killing. The remainder of the top 10 were celebrities: Kim Kardashian, Katy Perry, Jennifer Lopez, Lindsay Lohan, and Jennifer Aniston.
Those were all this year?
That's all this year.
Nothing about Gaddafi?
No, he didn't. Did not make it.
Are you still sure that that's skewing, that's not skewing younger still?
That's
I think
true.
That's a sign that it is skewing younger because it smacks of effort to even learn how to spell Gaddafi.
Yeah.
So why would we ever want to enter it into a search engine?
Well, but Google, if you're using Google, they'll get you there. I mean, you could do K-A-D-O-F-F-E. And
yeah,
they,
but these are also idiots that are using Yahoo.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Oh, that's right. He was the head of Liberia, wasn't he?
Yeah,
like that. One of those places. Yeah, good. Glad we got that going on. Hey, do you feel better today? If you're an average investor, you should feel really, really better.
Yeah.
The average investor, those, including those with 401k plans, made about $4,000 yesterday.
Woohoo!
Oh.
Yeah. So it's there.
Still in the hole for the year.
Well,
that's right.
Can't do it all. Can't fix it all in one day, but we almost did. Dow went up about 500 points yesterday.
Yeah. Well, if you heard our news story, though, it was all artificial.
Yeah, well, and again, but what isn't these days, all right?
All right?
I mean, what isn't? In what world? Because it used to be when the stock market would go up, gold would go down or vice versa. Well, everything went up yesterday. By the way, when I say everything, we're also talking other commodities, which means, that's right, oil went up again. Your gas prices are going to go
over $100 a barrel.
Yes, sir. It has. It's done pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Crude supplies rose by 3.9 million barrels. By the way.
Oh, so if supplies are up, then I guess the prices will go down, right,
no,
Scott?
No, if, no. You know, in a.
But I thought that was economics 101, Scott.
In an economic model, that's exactly right. And why wouldn't that happen? And the reason is
that's not what they told me in that economics class I slept through at Blinn College.
The idea is, and again, I am not demonizing the oil companies at all. They are in the business to make a profit. The reason they're in the business to make a profit is because they have investors, and those investors want them to make a
complete
profit.
Complete, Scott. You're ready to occupy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Give me that that mask from that movie, and yeah, I want to go sit in a tent with a bunch
V for
of
Vendetta.
I don't know. That's the one.
The Guy Fawkes mask.
That's the guy. Yeah, exactly.
That's actually a pretty good movie.
Is it? Well, yeah. Then they took that mask and they've made that their, I guess, their poster child, if you will.
Their mascot.
Yep. Now here's the deal. If they can make more money selling oil overseas, and then they're going to do that. This year we are going to export 64 million barrels more than we'll import. And that's the first time, okay, the first time we're going to send more oil products overseas than we'll bring in the U.S. for the first time since 1949.
Uh-huh.
So we're doing that. In other words, while production's up because we're shipping it out of the country, then what we have here in the in U.S. America is going to be less, and that's the reason our supplies will be down here. Thus, you'll see the gas prices going up. That and because you're going to visit grandma. And why in the world would they lower the prices if you're going to go visit grandma? Because you're going to buy it anyway.
Well, that's it. Grandma can come visit me.
Yeah. So, again, not demonizing. Not demonizing at all. They're taking advantage of the situation. And if you are an investor, and, you know, if you are an investor and you got a mutual fund, you might have some stock in there in the energy industry. Then that's what you're going to want. You want them to be out there making money. All right. Eat fish once a week, and you'll do better. You'll feel better. You
really?
Will. That's right. It's exactly right. The fish may not like that idea very much, but it's a new study. Suggests that elderly people who eat fish just once a week, just do that, and you are less likely to, it'll help you protect against Alzheimer's. Again, it's omega-3s, the fatty acids, all that kind of stuff, makes you probably healthier. And
so I can have 10 Mrs. Paul's fish sticks?
Well, no, I think probably, yeah.
dip them in tartar sauce?
Sure, no, probably ought not do that.
Uh-huh.
Try to use some good judgment when it comes to that. Don't fry it, okay? Bake it or grill it, but if you'll do that once a week, it's supposed to be better for you. We'll see. 7:23.
Aggie fans, it's time to sign the kids up for the Junior Aggie Club, the official kids club of Texas A&M Athletics. For just $25, you're admitted into over 160 A&M athletic events. Receive an exclusive Junior Aggie Club shirt. Get the chance to meet and interact with many of the Aggie athletes and have an opportunity to attend many more special events, such as Junior Aggie Club Appreciation Days, halftime contests, special clinics, and autograph sessions. Don't miss out on all the fun. For more information, log on to junioraggieclub.com.
Hi, I'm Joey Perez, PGA golf professional at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside of Navasota. The seasons are changing and so are things at Bluebonnet. Our bunker renovation is now 70% complete. New carts are on the way. We have a washer pit to enjoy after your round. Visit Bluebonnet Monday through Thursday, anytime, Friday through Sunday after 12 p.m. for our Buck a Hole special, 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Please mention the Buck a Hole special when you call to book your tee time. Call Bluebonnet at 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time.
Boy, it's a great time for the folks at David Gardner's. They enjoy being able to help you find just the right gift for that special person or persons on your list. Been doing it for decades, and again, it is the great time of year for them because they'll see that they've got solutions for you. They just need to find out what you're looking for, show you what's in the rack, show you what's in the display cases, and you move on from there. Now, if for some reason you don't find something at David Gardner's that you like right now, they can create. They've still got time to do that. When I say create, everything. They've got a foundry in the back where they do the metal part. Obviously, you can see the jeweler's bench up front where they add that piece of jewelry. They complete that piece of jewelry. And, you know, quite often, you can go in and see them making jewelry right then, manufacturing it right then. That's what David Gardner's does, from the creation, pencil and paper, to the finished product. But if you do have something in mind, first stop in and see what they have. Then let them go to work and craft something for you. And, of course, not only David's creations and the people who work for him, but you'll find Roberto Coyne, David Yerman, which is very popular, a big selection of them. And, of course, they've been making jewelry overtime and extra time for the last few months so that the selection is greater than ever at this special time of year. Remember also that David Gardner's is your authorized Rolex dealer in the Brazos Valley, and they have authorized Rolex service there as well. They're usually closed on Mondays, but they're not this time of year, so you can shop for them 6 days a week at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive. Here's Check Some Weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High temperature today, about 67 degrees. Winds out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, not quite so cool, 52. Tomorrow, kind of the same temperature range. We'll be in the lower 70s, and the low temperature will be probably in the 50s. Then up to 73 on Friday, but excuse me, on Saturday. But we've got a 60% chance of rain on Saturday night, also Sunday, Sunday night, and Monday. So keep our fingers crossed. It'll be cooler as far as our highs are concerned as we head on to the weekend, end of the weekend, and into early next week. But keeping our fingers crossed at that 60% chance of showers. Right now the winds are from the east at 5, 89% relative humidity. Fair skies looking at 41.